Welcome to Radio America, broadcast from south of the Mason-Dixon line, from the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina, where family values still matter. We bring to you the best in old-time radio, where good was good, and funny was really funny. So sit back and relax, and get ready to enjoy yourself on Radio America.
America's most enjoyable cigarette presents Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz in I Love Lucy.
Philip, my rain.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can stop worrying about cigarette irritation and start smoking for pleasure. Remember this important fact. Philip Morris, and only Philip Morris, is entirely free of a source of irritation used in the manufacture of all other leading cigarettes. That is the plain and simple truth about Philip Morris superiority. And that's why we say, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today. Now, by transcription, let's join Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz as Lucy and Ricky Ricardo in I Love Lucy.
Hello, I'm Ricky Ricardo, and I'm the guy who loves Lucy. The whole thing started 10 years ago. I had just come to this country from Cuba, and I didn't know much about your customs. The first girl I had a date with was Lucy. It was a romantic night. And after all, I had a reputation to live up to as a Latin lover, so I kissed her goodnight. It was right then that she told me that under the Constitution of the United States, if a man kisses a girl, he has to marry her. By the time I found out she tricked me, I didn't care. Because after all, if I hadn't married her, I would have married someone else. And Lucy's just like any other American girl, who is pretty, charming, witty, and partly insane. She's always doing such crazy things. Take the other night, for instance. I came home at midnight from the Tropicana. That's the nightclub where I work. Now, some wives would be fast asleep in bed, but not Lucy. She invited our landlord, Fred Merz, and his wife, Ethel, who live on the floor below us, to come over for a little jam session. So naturally, being something of a singer myself, I joined in.
Let Mary dear old man, my dear old man.
Oh, wonderful. We're great.
You even sounded good.
Thank you.
You know, a little more practice and we could do singing commercials for television.
Gee, Ethel, you certainly play the piano wonderfully.
Oh, thanks, Lucy. Hey, how about Sweet Sue?
Yeah, huh? that has a nice harmony.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Wait a minute, Ethel. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, what about it, honey?
Yeah, 2 o'clock's a perfect time for Sweet Sue.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little late. Won't the other tenants complain?
About what, honey?
About all the noise.
Noise? Huh, we're not making noise. We're making music.
Yeah. Let him phone the landlord. I'm not home.
I always forget that you're the landlord.
Yeah. Come on.
Besides, what's wrong with good friends harmonizing a little? That's what the world needs more of.
You're right.
Oh, it's so wonderful to have landlords like you two.
What a break for us to have tenants like you two.
Well, okay, Sweet Sue.
Look at this place, Lucy. You've taken such good care of it, we could rent it tomorrow and not have to change a thing.
Okay, Sweet Sue.
Yes.
You know why, Ethel? It was in such wonderful condition when we moved in.
Well, all right, guess. Now, Sweet Sue. Ta-da-ta-da-ta-ta.
You're the nicest tenant I ever had.
And you're certainly the nicest landlady I've ever had.
And this is the most sickening conversation I've ever heard.
You're so right.
Oh, you two have no sentiment. I move that we dedicate the next number to our wonderful friendship.
That's all right. Back to that friendship.
Here we go.
Friendship.
Ta-da-ta-da-ta-ta.
Every time.
get out of here.
Oh, no,
you gotta go.
Oh, no,
thanks for
everything, Rick. We've enjoyed it.
Well,
I'm
glad you came up, Fred.
See you tomorrow.
Good.
Goodbye,
Al. Goodbye.
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 Aren't they wonderful people?
Yeah, they sure had a lot of fun, honey.
Oh, I had such a good time tonight. I want to live in this apartment the rest of my life.
Well, honey, I think that you and I and Fred and Ethel are fated to go through life together.
Yep.
Hey, look. Ethel left her rings here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, honey, she's absolutely right. People ought to do more singing in this world.
That's right, honey.
Every star above knows the one I love.
Sweet you.
Yes, you. Come on, let's go. In this heart of mine.
You live. That sounded like it came from the merch department.
Oh, no, honey, it couldn't be.
No, I guess not.
You live on the...
Hi.
Sweet to meet you.
Hello?
Hello, Lucy.
Hi, Ethel. What's on your mind?
What's going on up there anyway?
Oh, we're singing Sweet Sue. Want to come up for another chorus?
Do you know what time it is? How do you expect anybody to get to sleep?
Why, Ethel, what's the matter? You thought it was fine when you were up here.
Well, I'm down here now, and I think it's lousy.
Well, really, Ethel, how can you change in such a short time?
Good night, Lucy.
Good night.
What's the matter with Ethel?
She must have walked downstairs too fast and gotten the bends.
What?
Well, she's a little grumpy because we're making noise.
Well, I thought she was...
Well, so did I. She'll be over it in the morning. Come on, honey, let's go to bed. Da-da-da-da.
Lucy and I decided to ignore the Mercer's phone call and get ready for bed. Now, this should be a fairly simple thing to do, but not with Lucy and me. We always argue about the temperature of the bedroom. Lucy, who is part polar bear, likes lots of fresh air. If she had her way, we could rent the bedroom out as a deep freeze. Now, like every normal person, I like to sleep in a room with the windows closed and the heat turn as high as it will go. You know, warm and cozy. As usual, the battle of the bloodstream began. Lucy put the window up. I put the window down.
Oh, no, you don't.
Now, what do you want me to do?
A little fresh air isn't going to hurt you, you hothouse plant.
Hello?
Will you cut out that racket up there?
Fred?
Yes, Fred? How do you expect people to get any sleep?
Well, I was only closing the windows.
What with, a sledgehammer?
Now listen, Fred.
Listen, my foot. Now let's have it quiet up there.
How do you like that?
Let's have it quiet up there, he says.
Some lousy landlords they are.
Yeah. Nurse to the merch.
Yeah. Well, good night, baby.
Good night, honey.
Shower is dripping.
Yep, sure is.
Somebody should get up and fix it.
Yep, somebody should.
Well?
Well?
This isn't getting us any place. We'll both get up and fix it.
What?
That's the only fair way. When I count to three, we'll both jump out of bed.
All right.
You ready?
Ready.
Okay. One, two, three. Apparently, he can't trust either of us.
Apparently.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, that shower can drip all night. I just don't care. I won't pay any attention to it.
All right, neither will I.
All right.
All right.
Ricardo, but I believe I left my diamond rings on your piano last night.
Yes, you did, Mrs. Mertz. I'd be very happy to get them for you.
Oh, don't bother. I'll get them, if they're still there.
I don't know why you should worry. You can always buy another box of Cracker Jack.
I'll have you know these are real diamonds. Mrs. Ricardo, would you be so kind as to inform me just when we are to be deprived of your charming company?
Very shortly.
Good.
Thank you. My, it'll certainly be nice getting away from such disagreeable people.
It certainly will. Would you like to give me the check for the next 5 months' rent now?
Of course, I'd be delighted.
What do you mean, the next 5 months' rent?
Well, if you're leaving, you have to pay off your lease.
Our lease?
Yes, don't you remember? You begged me on bended knee to give you a lease, just so that no one else could have this fantastically inexpensive, lovely apartment.
Oh, you mean that one-sided, unfair, binding contract that we were forced to sign before you would grant us the privilege of moving into this broken-down hovel?
Broken-down is right. Look at this place. It'll take the next 5 months' rent to redecorate.
Redecorate?
Yes. After we fumigate. You can leave the check in my mailbox.
Honey, I don't seem to be able to...
Oh, shut up!
What's the matter with you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Ethel was just up here and she made me so darn mad.
What now?
She says they're going to hold us to our lease. We have to give them 5 months' rent before we can leave. I guess we're stuck here.
Well, now, that all depends.
On what?
On whether we can break the lease or not.
Do you think we can?
Could be.
What's on your mind?
We are going to become the two most unpleasant, disagreeable, nasty people in the whole world.
But how?
We'll force ourselves.
Oh, boy. Let's see now. What can we think of that'll make them kick us out? Think nastier. We'll get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can stop worrying about cigarette irritation, and you can start smoking for pleasure. Pure pleasure and nothing but pleasure. Listen carefully, for what you are about to hear is the simple proof of why Philip Morris is better for you to smoke. Better for you than any other leading brand. This proof is based on a scientific fact published in foremost medical journals. Let me tell it to you. Philip Morris is entirely free of a source of irritation used in the manufacture of all other leading cigarettes. That fact is important for you to know, for it is the basic reason why you're better off smoking Philip Morris. That's why from your first Philip Morris in the morning to your last one at night, your throat will feel clean and comfortable. For no matter how many cigarettes you smoke, whether you smoke two cigarettes a day or two packs a day, this one fact remains. In Philip Morris, you enjoy the one cigarette entirely free of a source of irritation used in the manufacture of all other leading cigarettes. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the plain and simple truth about Philip Morris' superiority. And that's why we say, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today. And now back to I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz as Lucy and Ricky Ricardo.
Well, after we decided to try and break our lease, Lucy and I spent the whole morning thinking of ways to annoy the Mercers. I had to go to rehearsal at noon, so I left Lucy in charge of Operation Nasty. And I couldn't have left it in more capable hands. What a brain she has. If you ever need any good, clean, dirty work done, I've got just the kit. As you know, the Mercers live directly beneath us. And when I came home, I found Lucy stamping around the room in football shoes, throwing books on the floor, and generally making as much noise as she could.
Hammer, watch. Hey, that's very good. That's very good.
I'm surprised they haven't moved out. I have quite a schedule.
Yes?
Oh, it's time to make another call there, folks.
Well, let me look a little bit.
Get this.
Yeah?
Hello, this is the Ajax Salvage Company. We buy old glass. I understand you have some rings that you're interested in selling. Yeah.
Oh, am I glad I'm on your side.
We'll break that lease yet. Now, remember, when you come home tonight, make a lot of noise.
Oh, that reminds me. I won't be home till late tonight, honey.
Why?
Well, we have to rehearse for a couple of hours after the club closes.
Ricky, why don't you have the rehearsal here?
Honey, are you crazy? I got a 16-piece band. I'll blow the roof off the joints.
Well, doesn't look like rain.
I'll do it.
Thank you.
This is to break the lease, so make it loud. One, two.
Bongo de lo que se va. A cumba, 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 banchero, banchero. A bongo, 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 cero, cero. Riquiti que va sonando el cumba, banchero, bongo, cero que se va. Bongo de lo que se va. Y suena así el tambo, periquiti. Bum, 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 pa. Y vuelve a revica, periquiti. Bum, 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 pa.
Tonight, Ricky Ricardo in person, and they're selling tickets.
Oh, no!
How do you like that?
I'm going down there and give them a piece of my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, they're back in their apartment. It was too cold outside.
Oh.
They sold us the last ticket.
Oh, they're back in their apartment, are they? Well, we'll dedicate the next number to Fred and Ethel Mertz, an old Cuban folk dance called El Breco de Liso.
El Breco de Liso?
Yes.
How does this old Cuban folk dance go?
Ta-dum, 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 ta-da-da-da-da. Oh, that's
love! Everybody,
Well, the next few days we spent packing. Finally, on Saturday morning, I put the last dish in the last barrel, and Lucy took the pictures off the wall. We were ready to leave the Mercer's apartment house forever.
Is that all, honey?
I think so.
It'll certainly be good to get out of this joint, won't it?
Yeah, do you tell Ethel we'll be moving today?
Well, I haven't seen her since she brought up the lease. I mailed her a note telling her to come up and get the keys today.
What shall I do about this?
What is it?
It's a picture of us and Fred and Ethel taken on Atlantic Cedar last summer.
Oh.
We sure had a lot of fun there, didn't we?
Yeah.
What shall I do, throw it away?
Oh, no, I better pack it.
Huh?
Well, we can always cut them out with the scissors.
What are all these things here?
Oh, there's some things I borrowed from Ethel. She has a lot of my things, too, if she hasn't sold them.
You know, I got a lot of tools that belong to Fred. Some of them we bought together. What shall I do about those?
I don't know. Gee, it's amazing we could have been such good friends with a couple of stinkers.
Yeah. We sure had a lot of fun in the last 9 years. Until they show their true colors.
Yeah. Well, that just shows you how sneaky they are.
Yeah. Hey, honey, you want some paper for that? Come in, please.
Oh, these are yours.
Oh, thanks. These are yours, I guess.
Thanks.
It's all right.
Here's some things of yours that somehow got into my apartment. Thanks. There are some of your things that I managed to get hold of. It's all there. You can count it if you like. Oh, well, that won't be necessary, Mrs. Mertz. I trust you. You do?
Fred, it doesn't matter to me, you know, but for some crazy reason or other, I think Lucy wants to stay. Don't you, Lucy?
Well, it doesn't matter to me either, but it's up to Ethel. What do you say, honey?
You heard what the girl said. I guess we're staying, eh?
Yeah.
Only this time I want a long lease so that we don't ever get kicked out.
Well.
Fred?
Well, what do you know? I just happen to have a new lease already made out.
Worrying about cigarette irritation and start smoking for pleasure, pure pleasure and nothing but pleasure. Remember this important fact. Philip Morris, and only Philip Morris, is entirely free of a source of irritation used in the manufacture of all other leading cigarettes. For your own protection, for your own greater smoking pleasure, enjoy the one cigarette entirely free of a source of irritation used in all other leading brands. You'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today.
Oh, for Philip Morris.
I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, featured Vivian Vance and William Frawley as Ethel and Fred Mertz. Tonight's program was written by Jess Oppenheimer, Madeline Pugh, and Bob Carroll, Jr., and edited by Sterling Tracy. John Stevenson speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to Radio America, broadcast from the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina. We hope you've enjoyed our show as much as we have bringing it to you. If you have any ideas for upcoming shows, or would like to be a guest, or support this great broadcast, Email us at radioamerica@inbox.com. That's radioamerica@inbox.com. Also, we're pleased to announce that we'll be offering CDs of great old-time radio shows. You'll get 50 different shows in MP3 format on CD for the low price of just $5 per CD, which includes shipping. For more information, email us at radioamerica@inbox.com. We'll see you next time on Radio America.